Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense.
Welcome back to Kick Back Live On. This is Women's Wine and Whiskey Wednesdays with your girl Queenie K. Today I am joined by your girl Nemo.
Woo, woo, woo.
And your girl Dab.
What's up, y'all?
Right, it is quarantine day. I don't fucking know. the days are dragging. They are in and out. Exhausting. Piling.
I'm actually having fun, guys.
Never mind.
I'm just kidding. I'm tired. I'm always drinking. I'm ready to just go out and party. Why can't I party? Shake a little ass.
Make a little cash.
Get down tonight.
Anyway, guys, welcome back. Grab your wine, your whiskey, whatever you got on you. Tonight, all we got on us is tequila. So that's what we got. Yeah, that's what we got. Welcome to tequila. It's the golden hour. Right?
Correct.
Correct. Jose Cuervo gold. That blue agave hitting. Or whatever. Anyways, guys, tonight we're going to be talking about coping mechanisms and how to de-stress and chill during quarantine.
Number one tip.
What do you mean number one tip? Well, like, here's a fair warning. We're going to give out all of our tips and tricks for all of that, but no one can mention dick, liquor, or drugs, because those are, of course, or pussy, because there are men that listen to this too. So you can't mention any of those things. So no sexual deeds or, you know, enhancement thing? Is that what you would consider liquor?
I guess.
I don't know. Maybe, possibly, a little bit. So what are some of your coping skills? I know one of mine is music. And it's weird because I can't, like, it's weird because I have to sit in my car and listen to music. That's the only way I can, like, de-stress. It's not like, oh, I can just be in my house listening to music. If I am, that's cool. But it's not, like, necessarily, like, de-stressful to me. It's me literally in my car just blasting songs. Just, like, even if I'm parked, that, to me, for some reason, calms me down. Dap, you got anything for us?
A couple of coping mechanisms that I have. Well, strategies rather than mechanisms, is I like to stretch, because most of the reason why I'm stressed is because I'm tense, and then when I'm tense, I get even more stressed. So stretching is good for you. You know, obviously we mentioned exercising last week, drinking water. You have to find little things. Like, I randomly paint my nails, change my toe color, wash your hair.
Little self-care things. Wash your hair, take a shower, get dressed.
Shave. Shave parts that you thought you would never shave.
Look really, really pretty for that one essential errand you're going to go run today.
Period.
I remember one day I literally was like, all right, I'm out of weed, I'm going to go get some. And I dressed to the nines. It was about to be like 6 o'clock too. So the dispensary was going to close. It was the only thing I was actually leaving the house to do. Put on a whole fit. Whole fit. The dude at the dispensary was like, I really hope you, like, took pictures or something. If, like, this is all you got dressed to do. I was like, oh yeah, I definitely took pictures. Thanks. Yeah. Well, I took my butt back home.
Damn.
It's all right.
Ooh, well, the one tip that I can give you that works for me. Well, I used to do, but now I've gotten to, like, a really bad habit of just carrying on. But anyway, I used to read. I used to read a lot. Mm. I would start random books, different parts of chapter. I'd be like, oh, shit. What happened in this book? Because now I'm mixing this book with this book. But it helped me a hell of a lot because, you know, I kind of felt like when I read, I was in a different world.
Mm.
I wasn't living the life that I had.
Right. I mean, I enjoy, that's wrong. The thing I enjoy about reading, though.
Man.
It transports you. It allows your brain to, like, live in someone else's mind or someone else's life.
Especially if it's, like, a journey type of book.
Mm-hmm. Like, I really love reading. I need to get back into it.
Yes.
You know, because I don't think sitting and watching, like, a movie or a Netflix show, it's not the same.
It's not
the same. Because, like, you're being shown everything. Your brain isn't allowed to, like, imagine these things.
Right. I mean, but I do love half and half, but it does depend on if they, you know, remake certain things. Because, some of these remakes.
Girl, what do you mean? I just found out that Bridget Jones had a third movie. It was like, Bridget Jones has a baby. And I was like, wait, what?
Bridget Jones?
Yeah. It's a British movie. It's Bridget Jones' Diary.
I thought you meant like Bridget.
Tequila getting to your tap. Bridget Terabithia?
Yeah.
No. Isn't that the one with The Rock?
No.
And somebody? No.
Not The Rock. I don't know if it's with The Rock. I know it's with that white girl and that white boy and the girl who fucking died.
I think. I don't know.
No, she died though.
Anyway, though.
Because something about the land getting. I don't know. It was like something about the water uprising and she drowned.
That's sad. But, so I know that when we were talking about this earlier, Nemo made a really good point because I was like, so what are one of the things that you do to like cope or, you know, de-stress and whatever? And she was like, nothing. She's like, I just pretend it's nothing. And I was like, that is definitely something that people go through. That is 100% true. There are people that literally don't do anything or can't think of anything or in the moment. They don't even realize that they are stressed enough that they need to de-stress or cope with whatever that they're dealing with.
And they realize during their hard week, if you're a girl, period, you just have a hard emotional time. And you're just like, what the fuck? I'm being a bitch to everybody.
Right. I'm so angry. I know that whenever I'm like in the car and I'm driving home and I'm just getting so pissed off at people doing the smallest things on the highway, or if I'm just getting like super angry for some reason, and then it clicks, you're like, oh, it's that time of the month, or like, oh, I'm stressed. I'm not doing good. I need to go home and like get into a bubble bath and just chill and like turn my phone off, put it on silent, not talk to nobody.
I definitely sleep. If you are somebody that sleeps, go to sleep.
Go to bed.
I recommend it now.
But yeah, you said that you have a lot of strategies. Would you say that your list of strategies or things that you do has grown over the years or that it's changed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because, you know, when you're younger, you deal with different stresses. So, you know, I didn't have to stretch or nearly as much as I did when I was younger.
Which is funny that you brought that up, because there are times when I'm just like, what is she doing? And I like look over and I'm in the kitchen cooking or something and she's just on the floor like
literally
stretching and bird dog.
That means you're stressed. Oh, now that I know, I'm gonna pat you on the back. Maybe give you a couple of water.
I was like, I didn't know it was stress. She was just like, no, I'm just stretching. Now we know. She's stressed the fuck out. Oh, poor girl. I'm sorry. Stretching is good for you guys, though. So, everyone, stay healthy. Stay active. Try and stay happy, okay? Remember at this time that even though you do have a lot of time, you're in quarantine, you're by yourself, it is time for growth. But at the same time, if you're just surviving, that is okay. I mean, this is a pandemic. It's the most random thing that could have ever happened in the world, right? And no one was expecting it. So how are you expected to sit here and become a millionaire by the time you leave this scenario? Like, you're just supposed to, as long as you're surviving, you're doing what you need to do.
Right.
Okay, guys? So don't stress yourselves out with that. Because I know, me as a person, I was like, when we get out this quarantine, I better have $1 million, bitch. Okay, I'm going to have $1 million. I'm going to be skinny.
I'm
going to
do this. I'm going to do that.
I'm going to have started a biz. I had so many things. And then, like, after the first week, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it's hard enough just being in my house all the time. So, you know, as long as you, you know, are still a healthy human being by the end of this. You did exactly what you were supposed to do.
Right.
You did enough.
It's all peace.
Period. Keep your kids safe. Keep yourself safe. Keep yourself healthy. Keep yourself at peace. At a good mindset.
Thank you to the essential workers. Thank you to the nurses, the doctors. Thank you, thank you. Thank you again.
Oh my God, yes. Because I know you guys are out there every day risking your lives, putting yourselves at risk to make sure that we can go get food, can go to the doctor, can go do these things.
Tune in to Mondays, Motivational Mondays. Let's get it.
I thought she was going to go bow.
No.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Women Wines Whiskey Wednesdays. If you're listening to this first thing in the morning, I hope you have a great day. If you're listening to it in the afternoon, I hope you have a great evening. This has been Queenie K and the girls, Nemo and Dap.
Woo woo. Peace, love, and blessings, my kings and queens.
We will see you guys another time. Good night.
She got good throat. Sit that cat on my lap. I give it good strokes. I might have to fly.